Scholastic Audio presents Tomb of the Khan, Book 2 of Last Descendants, an Assassin's Creed series by Matthew J. Kirby, read by Dan Bittner. For Charlie, whose inventive mind will make history. Chapter 1. China, 1259 CE. Natalia held her breath and waited for the explosion. From the high fortress walls above her, the Song artillerymen had just launched another barrage of iron bombs from their Feiyun Pilipao, their metal thunderclap cannons. The glowing red shells arced high through the night sky overhead and then hurtled downward toward the horde of the Great Khan. She palmed her ears and took cover behind the ramparts the Jin engineers had raised, and though the earthworks shuddered with each impact, shaking loose dirt into Natalia's eyes, the sound loud enough to shatter her ears like porcelain, the defenses held. Thus far. The air, hot and humid between the strangling hands of summer, quieted then, thick with the smoke of black powder that stung Natalia's eyes and nose. No, his eyes and nose. The eyes and nose of Natalia's ancestor, Bayan, a Buryat warrior from the far northern steppes. But experiencing the memories of a man had been the least disorienting aspect of this simulation. Bayan's Mongol culture had been completely foreign to her, their war of conquest across Asia and Europe deeply unknown.